You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
La Punte with Mark Walton.
Yes, hello, welcome along to the Euros Punt podcast from William Hill. We're looking ahead to the first of the semi-finals as Portugal take on Wales. We'll be hearing from Derek McGovern. He joined Dave Kellner earlier on in the week. We'll also hear from Tom Cundert, who is our Portugal expert here for the Euros. There's a bit of trivia along the way, and we'll get another edition of Country Files from Mr. Lee Phelps. So plenty to look ahead to here. We'll start with the quiz question, as we do at the beginning of every one of these podcasts. And the question today is this. Which country in Europe has the town with the longest name? So which country in Europe has the town with the longest name? I'll give you the answer to that at the end of the podcast. Or I'll say I'll give you the answer. I'll try and give you the answer. It's quite a difficult pronunciation. That's a bit of a clue there. I might give it away, but we'll have that to look forward to at the end of the podcast. Let's get into the serious business, though. Portugal against Wales. Portugal 5-4, 21-10 for the draw, and 11-4 for Wales at the time of recording this. We can start by hearing from Derek McGovern. Here's what he had to say when he joined Dave Kellner earlier on in the week.
Derek, this is being billed as Ronaldo versus Bale, but only Bale's turned up so far in this championship, as far as I'm concerned. I know Ronaldo's got a couple of goals, Derek, but he's not looked good in the last 16 match or in the quarterfinal.
No, I don't agree that this is Ronaldo v Bale at all. It's Portugaldo versus Bales. That's what it should be called. No, Ronaldo has been a severe disappointment. He had that one decent 20 minutes against Hungary, but basically has been invisible, missing in action. Who'd have thought, by the way, that Wales could beat Belgium, number one, and number two, Wales could beat Belgium 3-1 without Gareth Bale getting on the score sheet? You know, if you think Wales are ever going to win a game, it's because of their number one man. But he's still got 3 years to go into. You could say the same about Ronaldo, but I don't know. I don't know what you think, Dave. I think Bale's overtaken Ronaldo in the world football stakes. I think he's number two. Well, actually, no, I don't. I think he's number three. I think Luis Suarez is number two. And Ronaldo's dipped down to four. Where do you stand on the Ronaldo Bale?
Yeah, I kind of agree with you now, Derek. The problem that Bale's got at Real Madrid is that Ronaldo still sees himself as top dog. And I think all the players still see Ronaldo as top dog there. So Bale's sort of in Ronaldo's shadow when it comes to playing for Real Madrid, and that's a problem that Bale's got. I know he's integrated himself a little bit more with the team, and he's got Sergio Ramos on side now, and at Real Madrid, Sergio Ramos, he basically calls the tune. He dictates what happens within the club, and I always get the feeling there's a little bit of animosity between Ronaldo and Gareth Bale, even though when they talk about it publicly, they suggest there isn't. There always seems to be that little bit of friction between the two.
Oh, too right. They've got all the chemistry of a stink bomb, those two. And I mean, you heard Chris Coleman on the TV earlier on, and he realised what he'd said and tried to backtrack quickly. He was saying there'll be no way in this year with Ronaldo and Bale coming up against each other. There'll be no love lost. Between the teams, he was basically saying that the two of them can't stand each other. And let's face it, Ronaldo, great player, no doubt about it, but he's an annoying sod, isn't he? There's nothing likeable about him, as far as I can see. Bale. See, what worries me about Wales is they're too big, firstly. I mean, because they're playing against the Portugal side. Portugal could be the first team to win the European Championship by drawing it. They haven't won a game yet in 90 minutes.
It's unbelievable,
and they're in the semi-final.
Really?
It's absolutely incredible, and it highlights everything that's wrong with this tournament. It's just not right. Wales are 3-1. And come on, as a punter, you've got to say that's the value. There's a little bit of a worry that Aaron Ramsey's not playing. He's like second support string to Bale. People are saying he's had just as good a tournament as Bale. But come on, you look at these two, and Bale will, in years to come, Bale in Wales will probably have an airport named after him. Ramsey's only had a street named after him, and that wasn't even in Wales. I just think Bale's a sensational player, and you just.
I think you see him with the ball. He never makes a mistake. There's always something constructive that he does. He's outstanding. And I think with him in the team, I think he will have more of an impact in this match than Ronaldo will. I mean, I might begin to look stupid come about, you know, half eight on their Wednesday night, but that's the way I feel about now. And I can't understand why Portugal are so short in the betting, because they've been absolute pony every game they've played. Can you see, they might think, well, you know, we're favourites to beat Wales, we'll come out of our shell a bit, we'll attack. But I can't see it happening, because their manager is known for his defence. I mean, he makes Roy Hodgson look like one of the musketeers. He's just, you know, he's so cautious. So I know what kind of game we're going to get from this. It's going to be a real tight affair. But I just think Wales at 3-1 is just too big. I don't think there should be, to be honest, you know, if I'd have seen in the betting 3 7-4s, you know, Portugal 7-4, Wales 7-4, draw 7-4. I wouldn't have argued with that. It's interesting, by the way, that next week when the new FIFA rankings are unveiled, Wales are above England. Isn't that incredible? The show under Roy Hodgson, England have gone below Wales in the world rankings. Take a bow, Roy. But if England were in this, if England were playing Portugal, they'd probably start favourite. Maybe not in this tournament the way they shape, but you know, 6 months ago, England would probably start favourite, and yet Wales are above England in the rankings, and the 3-1. Too big.
Yeah, I agree. 3-1 Wales to win this match. You mentioned Aaron Ramsey being out. It is well worth noting that Ben Davies, one of Wales' best players, is suspended as well. So they've got a couple of absentees. You were mentioning the way the tournament shapes and how Portugal have managed to draw their way through this championship so far. Would you get rid of extra time and go straight to penalties after the 90?
Extra time has been an absolute joke, hasn't it? It's just been
really.
To be honest, you know, the games has gone to extra time. I thought I can't even bother watching this half hour because I know exactly what's going to happen. Yeah, they should just go straight to penalties. But, I mean, the penalties have been great fun. That Germany won the other night. Jesus Christ. But, you know, it's extra time has now become a waste of time. In fact, you might even go back to that. The golden goal, I mean, I think they got rid of that a bit too soon.
I just think it was every time there was a... I think there were only maybe two golden goals ever scored, Derek. It was just anticlimactic because
But no more anticlimactic than this, though.
That is a good point than the extra... I'd just go straight to penalties. I really would.
Yeah.
Both teams would have to try in the 90, wouldn't they?
Yeah, well, in this game, instead of cut out the whole game, I'd just have Ronaldo and Bales in the dribbly.
One player that did impress me, and I mentioned him before the last preview we did, Derek, in that Portugal-Poland match, was Renato Sanches. Got on the score sheet, and I think they've unearthed one there, Portugal, and I know he's gone to Bayern Munich from Benfica now, but he looks a real talent.
Yeah, he paid something like 27 million for him, didn't he, Bayern Munich? So they've obviously saw something in him. He's probably had the same effect that Anthony Martial has had at Man United, really. But Martial hasn't had a kick, has he, for France this tournament, by the way?
No.
Sanchez is looking. In fact, he's looked more dangerous for Portugal than Ronaldo has. And this guy's only, what, 18, 19, isn't he? Yeah. I mean, looks so Bayern Munich have unveiled the corker there.
Renato Sanchez, by the way, 4-1 to score any time in the match, 10-1 to score first, and 10-1 to score last in the game. Give us your prediction then for this match, Derek.
Well, I'll have to go for Wales, but it ain't going to be a goal fest. It wouldn't surprise me in the slightest if Wales were to win this 1-0 with a Gareth Bale free kick in the 74th minute.
Wales to win it 1-0 in the betting at 7-1. Do check out those enhanced odds offers regarding Gareth Bale as well.
So that's the thoughts of Derek McGovern in the company of Dave Kellner there. Now it's time for the latest country file with Lee Phelps.
Welcome to England, a country that has failed to beat the USA, Algeria, Costa Rica, Slovakia and Russia at major championships since 2006. A nation that has won just four of its last 15 major tournament matches and has never won a European Championship knockout stage game outright. Steve McLaren, Fabio Capello and Roy Hodgson did not manage a single victory in a knockout match during their England tenures. In fact, in the last eight tournament matches under Roy Hodgson, over 12 hours of playing time, England had held a lead for a combined total of just 18 minutes.
Up.
the country trial for England, then let's get some more pundits' views ahead of the semi-final. We'll hear from Tom Kunder next. He is the founder of Portugal.net, and he also is the Portugal correspondent for World Soccer Mag, and he joined me earlier in the day to look ahead to this game and give us the Portuguese perspective ahead of the semi-final. And I started by asking him what was the mood of the Portuguese fans, given that they're yet to win a game in 90 minutes, a lot's been made of that, yet they still find themselves in the semi-finals.
Yeah, you won't find any Portugal fans complaining, is the short answer to that. Portugal have had this reputation of playing some, you know, wonderful football over the years, doing well in tournaments, get into semis, even get into a final, but at the end of the day, having nothing to show for it. So fans are just delighted that they're in the semis now, have a really good chance of getting to what would only be their second ever final. And, you know, as long as Portugal are still in it, all of that talk about perhaps the football not being the greatest will be forgotten.
Yeah, I've seen you've written a piece about Portugal. The fans aren't complaining that it's functional football rather than the good-looking football that hasn't yielded success. So is that what it is now for Portugal?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I said, Portugal, you know, they've had some fantastic players over the year, like Luís Figo and Rui Costa and Deco and, of course, more recently, Ronaldo and Nani. And they've got this, some people even call them the Brazil of Europe. But, you know, it's more, as you've seen in this tournament, it's more kind of attritional football, real showing real heart, real commitment, and just grinding out those results. And so, yeah, it's a different kind of Portugal. But, you know, as long as it's, it keeps working, we're all happy over here.
So talk us through your thoughts for the semi-final then. Portugal priced up at 13-10 in the betting. Do you think they'll actually win this game now?
Well, that's a $64 million question, isn't it? I think Portuguese fans, they, you know, they're not taking Wales lightly by any means. I think out of those quarter-final games, for me, I think Wales were the most impressive team in them. Really, really played well, didn't they, the way they dispatched Belgium. But, of course, you know, I'm not going to lie, if you ask most Portuguese fans, well, I'd say you know, probably 99% of them will be very confident that Portugal will be able to get past Wales. And of course, if you'd asked any of them if they would have taken this at the start of the tournament, the semi against Wales, you know, to get to the final match, everyone would have snapped off your hand completely. So yeah, Portugal fans, you know, they're wary. They know it's no foregone conclusion by any means, but they are very confident and. You know, without a doubt, they really expect to be in that final.
Portugal expect to be in the final then. Favourites in the betting there, 1-2, just to qualify as well. I suppose I better ask you about the main man for Portugal, Cristiano Ronaldo. He'll obviously meet Gareth Bale, his Real Madrid teammate, in this semi-final. And he hasn't had the most spectacular of tournaments, really, Ronaldo. It seems to have been a frustrating tournament for him. Do you think this is the time when he'll shine?
Yeah, hopefully. He's so mentally strong, isn't he? So mentally... you know, I remember even this season at Real Madrid at the start, he, you know, perhaps wasn't firing on all cylinders. And people are saying, well, you know, perhaps this is the start of Ronaldo's decline. And he ended up scoring 50 goals again, didn't he? So, yeah, but you're right. You know, you're right. It has been a slightly underwhelming tournament by Ronaldo by his high standards. He's missed a lot of chances that you'd expect him to put away. And it's quite interesting because, of course, Portugal are accused, I think rightly, over recent years of being a bit of a one-man team, being very reliant on Ronaldo. But this time round, I've seen one or two pundits here in Portugal making the joke that they say it's the Portugal players carrying Ronaldo. So, you know, it's, hopefully he just, you know, bursts into action because, of course, we all know if he's on his day, he can just destroy a team on his own. So, so yeah, you know, we're obviously everyone in Portugal is hoping he's got his shooting boots on for Wednesday.
Cristiano Ronaldo to score in a Portugal win, by the way, has been enhanced on the William Hill website. It was 19-10. That's now 5-2. We've also got Ronaldo and Bale both to score. A lot of people would like to see that happen. Ronaldo and Bale both to score in 90 minutes is 7-1, having been 5-1. And Ronaldo or Bale to score first. You can have either of them to score first. That was 11-8. That's now 6-4. Plenty of other enhanced odds offers on there. A lot of them around Ronaldo. Nani as well is involved in a few of them. He's signed for Valencia today, so he could be on a bit of a high, couldn't he?
Yeah, good shout. Yeah, he's been... he came into this tournament, you know, quite under quite a lot of criticism. He hasn't really played well for Portugal for a couple of years, I think it's fair to say, and a lot of people were calling for him to be dropped from the team. But he has been, probably along with Pep and maybe Renato Sanchez, Rafael Guerreiro, the left back, has been among the best players. You know, a really consistent tournament from Nani, playing up front rather than, you know, more as a striker rather than as a winger. And I think that helps him. He doesn't overcomplicate things. He's got to make quick decisions, and he tends to play better when he's like that. And so far this tournament, 5 games, 2 goals, 2 assists. So, yeah, not a bad bet perhaps to have him either scoring or assisting in this match.
Yeah, another player I want to ask you about as well, if I may, Tom, is Renato Sanchez, who is only a young player. He's got a huge price tag next to his name now as well. And he seemed to be more involved in the quarterfinals, seemed to get his chance. And do you think he sees that chance?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he was, it was the first game he started. He's played, I think he played in all of the games, but always as a substitute and always actually, to be fair, making quite a positive impact. But this was the first game he started. And yeah, he was superb, especially in that first half, of course, not least scoring that brilliant equaliser to get the leveller against Poland. So yeah, he's just, he really is an incredible talent. He, whatever challenge comes his way, he just seems to get past it, with the minimum of fuss. Almost seems that he's been playing at this level for many years rather than, like you say, just an 18-year-old. And he only made his Benfica debut this season in, I think it was October, you know, quite a long way into the season. But he was just so good that as soon as he got into that Benfica side, he never got out again. And I think that's that could be the same thing for Portugal. You know, he started against Poland, did very well. I'd be very surprised if he doesn't start against Wales. And probably he will be a starter for many years to come for Portugal.
Yeah, I would be very surprised. I would agree with you there if he doesn't start against Wales. Let's have a little bit of a summary then, Tom, if you wouldn't mind before you go. Tell us what you're expecting from Portugal in this semi-final and what will be your bets for the Wednesday night game.
Yeah, well, I think it will be tight. You know, so much at stake. Fantastic chance for Portugal. Like I say, I'd be lying if I told you that Portugal weren't confident of going through. I think they are confident, but it's going to be tight for sure. I mean, Wales have just been, they haven't kind of scraped their way to this stage, have they? They've been playing some brilliant football. And I think perhaps one interesting bet is I think I'm right in saying Wales have scored in every one of their games. I think they're the only side remaining who's got that record. And there's one or two question marks about whether Pep, who's been Portugal's the outstanding defender this tournament, one or two question marks about his fitness. So I would actually go for a 2-1 win for Portugal. And I think both sides scoring, I think that could be a good one to go for.
So that's Tom Cundert's thoughts there then on Portugal against Wales. Another bit of trivia for you here, or a quiz question. Which player has scored most goals at a single European Championships? Well, that was Michel Platini back in 1984. He scored 9 goals in those European Championships. So that's quite a tally for Platini there. That's one bit of trivia. Now we move on to the final bit of trivia for this podcast. It's the question I asked you right at the start of the podcast. Which country in Europe has the town with the longest name? And the answer is Wales. That's a whole lot easier to say than the town name itself. But I'll give it a go. Clanfia eir puc gwyn gilgoch ge uch vindro boch clanti silio gogogoch. Or something like that. I do apologise. I imagine that's probably terrible, but you got to give it a go. And it's that really long Welsh town name. That's the one. Right, I think we should leave that there. And that draws an end to this edition of the Euros Punt podcast. If you want to hear full betting commentary for the game, you can tune into InPlay Radio on Wednesday evening. You can also check out what's happening on Twitter as well, at Will Hill In Play and at Will Hill Bet are the two channels to check. You can find these podcasts on audioboom.com and news.williamhill.com. We'll update those as we go along with the other semi-final and the upcoming final, of course. And all that's left to do is say, if you're having a bet, good luck. And thank you very much for listening to this Euros Punt podcast.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.